Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
Doing okay. Beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning here.
A little cool, but nice and sunny.
Yeah. Well, that's what you expect this time of year.
At least that's what I see.
In Windsor, Ontario.
And everywhere else.
No, just Windsor, Ontario.
Alrighty.
It's a very local show we're doing here.
It is. Local Windsor and Detroit area.
Sure. Do you think we should maybe focus more on civic subjects?
Unrest?
There's no civic unrest.
Focus more on what?
Civic type stuff.
Duty?
Here. Like, you know, the art gallery or the bike pass on the streets or...
We could do that. I'm all for having a show based on some of that stuff, maybe. Why don't we talk about that stuff at some point? Civic...
Windsor, specifically Windsor civic issues.
Civic issues or civic places type thing. Civic people, places, and things. We can sum that up as nouns.
That's a good summation, yes.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
Or summary, however you want to say it.
Summation.
Summation.
Yeah, I like that. With a triple M.
No, just two, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Okay. So I was just thinking that on the way over to the studio that maybe we should...
Summation? It only has one M, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
All right. On the way to the studio, yeah.
I was thinking of, you know, this is a local type setting that we're in, so I was thinking if we could shed a little bit of light on some of the issues that a lot of people who don't live necessarily right in, like in the downtown or even the, you know, the outer edges of downtown, like lives out in the burbs, like mm-hmm. LaSalle and Decumseh and even Forest Glade in that area. Mm-hmm. Those people are in their, like, their own...
world.
Somewhat, I have to think. They pay their taxes, and as long as the rainwater is going down the sewer and it isn't filling up their basement...
I've seen a lot of toilets out lately at the side of the roads.
What are they doing? Asking for a ride?
I don't know. Maybe it's the spring and the weather and the rain and all that sort of thing that's starting to back people's places up and things. And so now I see an overabundance of toilets at the side of the road on the curbs.
Do you think that you
want to sit on them and have my picture taken?
Why don't you?
I have some video of that from way, way back in the 80s and the police driving by. I was sitting on a toilet with my pants down on a boulevard on Wyandotte Street, and the police drive by. It's all on videotape, and they just look and shake their heads. And just kept on going.
We're not going to touch
that. What are these guys doing out here?
We're not going to touch that guy sitting on the toilet with a 10-foot pole.
I was reading a magazine.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Had a magazine in my hand, too.
And who was
for real.
Who was taping you?
My old bass player.
Cool.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling... It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What have you got for us?
Well, speaking of civic stuff, the thing that I think triggered my, whatever you want to call that, as far as talking more about civic stuff.
Your civic bone.
Yeah, my civic bone. And I don't even live in the city of Windsor myself, proper. But the...
I like how you threw that proper in there.
Proper, yeah. I'm a proper person, but I don't live in the city of Windsor proper. Mm-hmm. But a great initiative is being undertaken by the city of Windsor. And what they're doing is they're setting up infrastructure within the downtown core for free Wi-Fi. So it's on all the light posts. And the boundaries are going to be from Bruce which I think is that's pretty ambitious.
Far ways out of the downtown core, sort of. I mean, it's part of downtown core, but it's a little ways away from Olette.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's the street directly west of the art gallery. So I think maybe that is why they picked that as the boundary. You want to be in the art gallery and you want to be picking up some free Wi-Fi, I'm guessing. And it's up to McDougal on East. So you could be in some part of the casino and pick up some free Wi-Fi. But there is a good chunk of it that's on the other side of McDougal. So I'm guessing that whole area will be covered with some free Wi-Fi as well. And it goes all the way south down to Erie Street. So that's another really good distance. I don't even know what you would do down there if you were just visiting. You going to get some gas? You want some free Wi-Fi? That's all I can think of. No, I'm just kidding. So that's great. And of course, it goes north up to Jefferson Avenue in Detroit. No, it doesn't. It goes up to the river. So if you're on a boat in the
river.
Where
does it go the other way?
Erie south? To the river.
Erie, okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's a big chunk, eh?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. And supposedly it's going to be pretty fast. I'm thinking that they probably got some T3 or T1 line feeding that whole system. Should be pretty good.
Well, that sounds great.
I think so.
Wow. So, why don't they do it for the rest of the city? How long will that be?
I laugh, but in reality, that's the way it should be.
So nobody actually needs internet down in that area if you're living there.
Well,
you can cancel your Cogeco and your DSL.
Let's see how good it is. Because there's a lot of people live down there. You lived down there at one point in time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's cool, though.
Very cool, I think. So. What kind of news do you have for us, sir?
Just a Supreme Court ruling allowing strip searches for any offense.
Jaywalking.
Wow. And this is in the U.S., but I mean, this is crazy coming off of the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. And
this is part of that?
And other things where they don't want you having an overabundance of food growing in your backyard or anything like that. Stockpiling.
Don't be stockpiling.
Preparing for the Civil War.
That's going to happen.
This is crazy, man. This is the Supreme Court on Monday, which is just a few days ago now, ruled by a 5-1 vote that officials may strip search people arrested for any offense, however minor, before admitting them to jails, even if the officials have no reason to suspect the presence of contraband.
Well, yeah, if you're a cop or something and you see a nice chick jaywalking, you're going to arrest her for one thing. You say, hey, look at the can on that. I'm going to get a free feel on that.
So can we do that as, what do you call it? Making a civilian arrests.
A citizen arrest.
Citizen arrest. That's it.
Yeah. Let's do strip searches for citizen arrests. That'd be nice.
What are we talking about on the show today?
Some enlightening information about some disorders that affect a lot of people.
Disorders, illnesses, and things of that nature. Obviously, we can't cover them all in our short 30-minute segment, which gets cut down by a number of other small segments.
That's right. So, and where did you want to start, sir?
Well, we could start just about anywhere. Let's start with diabetes, mellitus. Commonly referred to as diabetes, and type 1 and type 2.
Type 1, type 2. So type 1 is the kind you get when you're born, right?
Yeah, type 2 diabetes is something that's, I guess, kind of like onset, diabetes that you, from the way that you eat and things like that. Does it come natural, though? Do you just naturally get diabetes? Does something shut down at some point in time? That's what I'm not 100% sure about.
I believe it's your pancreas that...
Right, your pancreas starts to not make the insulin to break down the sugars.
Right.
And I would imagine there are a number of ways that that could happen or start. But for somebody that eats poorly and eats a lot of sweet foods and sugars and things like that, you can probably damage that somehow or can't break it down fast enough and... you end up coming out with type 2 diabetes.
But I'm guessing a lot of it has to do with some genetics as well. It's like alcoholics who drink a lot, but yet their livers are relatively, intact. And same with smokers, it's people who smoke their whole life and they're like 88 years old and still puffing away and they die some other disease.
You're right, exactly. That's totally true. And the thing is, in a lot of cases, though, too, that they, if you have parents who have diabetes, whether type 1 or type 2, even if it is a type 2, you know, something that came on later on in life or whatnot, they expect the children to go get checked for diabetes occasionally.
Yeah, and sometimes...
And nothing, I've done that.
Something you really almost can't do anything about. I think that...
Well, I think you can control it, type 2 diabetes.
Of course you can control it, but to actually have the onset of it happen, I think eventually... You can also delay it, I think, as well.
Delayed onset diabetes mellitus. That sounds like something real. I don't think it is, but delayed onset. I like that.
I think, like I say, I think it's very genetically influenced, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I just think that those types of things...
What?
I'm not a doctor.
You're not a doctor?
Dr. Lippo.
Yeah, and all these years we've been playing doctor, and you're not even real?
You're not supposed to mention those visits.
All those years you've made me dress up like a nurse? With a mustache?
Yes, nurse with a mustache.
Yeah, remember Movember? What was it called?
It was Movember, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of mellitus.
And so, yeah, diabetes is something that affects so many people. Globally, as of 2010, it's estimated that there were 285 million people with type 2 diabetes, making up about 90% of the cases, type 2.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. So if you have type 1, that means you're born with a bad pancreas, I'm guessing.
Yeah, inoperative pancreas.
So I'm curious if people who have type 2 diabetes are more susceptible to a pancreatic cancer.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if even if it can produce cancer once you have diabetes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't think that those two are really associated, but no. Of course I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, we're just talking about it.
Just a plain old guy in a nurse's uniform.
With a mohawk.
And then there's multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
And
otherwise known as?
Disseminated sclerosis?
No, MS.
Oh, okay. You're talking short form.
I'm talking short form, yes. That's multiple what Jerry Lewis has his telephone.
Is that, yeah, and he took a major steroids. And is he still alive, actually? Jerry Lewis.
He took major steroids?
Oh, he took major steroids for something, yeah. But I was like, went somewhere else. Multiple sclerosis, is it? No, it's muscular dystrophy. Or you're talking about multiple sclerosis that he has?
No.
What are you talking about, Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, that's not the thing.
No, that's like muscular dystrophy he did. Yeah. But he took some major steroids for something that he had wrong, and I don't know what that was. I don't recall.
I remember, and it made his face
really different. Yeah,
big. Yeah, and we were wondering if he's alive.
Yeah,
Jerry Lewis, if you're alive, give us a call, please.
And there's Jerry. Multiple sclerosis, yes, an inflammatory disease in which the fatty, myelin sheaths around the axons of the brain and spinal cord are damaged, leading to scarring and different things, as well as a broad spectrum of signs and symptoms. And onset usually occurs in young adults, and it's more common in women. And multiple sclerosis. No, that's what. That's not what the other guy had either. That was multiple muscular dystrophy. I think that who's that guy that had the talk show? Montel Williams. Muscular dystrophy again.
Oh, I think that it right?
Is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Which is, I was surprised to hear that, and he's had that for a long time. But he's in phenomenal shape. He was a Marine, wasn't he, or something like that, I think?
Black Ops or something like, or with Green Beret or one of those.
Okay, yeah, yeah, something like that.
One of the high-level dudes up there, for sure. I'm just looking up Jerry Lewis, and yes, he's still alive, by the way. He's born March 16th, the same day as my brother. And Ken Ray of the Mac OS Ken podcast. A lot of people I know were born on March 16th. But he's had lots of... health concerns. He does have he had prostate cancer. He had type 1 diabetes.
Oh.
And pulmonary fibrosis, and has had decades long history.
There's something else for the show. Disease. Pulmonary fibrosis. Oh, we could talk about fibromyalgia too, but we're going to take a really quick break and come back with some more of these illnesses and diseases.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Fibromyalgia, though, is a really odd type of, is it an illness or disease? But do you know anything about fibromyalgia?
Tell me.
It does a number of things where you can be in pain all the time, ache, be tired, your muscles are really sore, water hurts, noise hurts. And it's all summed up into this fibromyalgia.
Sounds like a nightmare.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
You want to set us up here with the Queensryche?
This is spreading the disease from the Queensryche CD called Operation Mindcrime.
Always brings me what I need.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this week on Tech Talk, we're going to be talking about alternatives to paying Ma Bell a monthly bill. You can pay a lot of money for on your phone bill if you're using Bell, because they charge you right off the bat. They charge you a residential line fee, and then there's a touch tone fee if you have touch tone. Whereas if you use the
meanwhile, that's all there is anymore, really.
If you have a
yeah, but phone, how many people have a phone?
I know two people.
Well,
my sister and Jennifer has one as well, and then you get charged a 911 fee. Mm-hmm. And then there's the stuff they add on to that. You know, your call waiting, your call forwarding, your call display, your message stuff.
And your in-phone purchases, callback or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't think of one.
The callback feature if somebody's number's busy. Yes. Oh, for a nominal fee, we can redial for you in 30 minutes.
Let you know if this person is available.
And they'll ring you back, yeah.
Yeah. In-app purchase, that's cool.
In-phone purchase.
That shows you how smartphone brain you have. Yeah. But anyway, so one of the main alternatives to paying Ma Bell is using a technology called VoIP, and that's a voice over IP, which is just basically internet protocol for using voice over the internet. And one of the first companies that got into this and marketed it very well was Vonage. And basically, you'd order their service, and you pay them a specific monthly fee. They'd send you a package, and you basically plug that into your computer, and then you plug your phone into that. Mm-hmm. And one of the big ones that it's up and coming is Magic Jack. I know a lot of people at work have Magic Jack.
Not even up and coming. There's a lot of people that have been using that for a long time now.
Exactly. Like,
I have a cousin that's had it for a number of years now.
Sure. There was a lot of early adapters, but as adapters, a lot of early adopters. And basically what that does is they also send you a little dongle, but you're able to, you don't even need a computer to do it. You can plug the dongle right into your router. And the advantage to that is you can have your router and everything right where the point where your phones come into the house. So all your phones are just automatically on if you plug your phone into the Magic Jack and then you plug the other end into the router. Basically, you're using your router as a central point for your phone using the internet. And that's relatively inexpensive too. I want to say it was like $20 for years, but I think they're raising the price.
I think they're like $39 or something to get the Magic Jack, and then you pay a fee every year, I think $20 or something.
Yeah, once a year. I think it's up to $40. It's just okay, recently. Maybe, yeah. They just had a price increase. I just bought one very recently, but I unfortunately was not unable to port my number over. The phone number that I have right now that's with Bell. But yet, if I go to another service like freephoneline.ca, which basically does the exact same thing, they send you a package and everything, without a doubt, you can transfer your number over to freephoneline.ca. Another one is also ACN supplies that service as well.
And all these ones go through the phone line, and you don't have the option to use USB? Because that's one of the biggest reasons I would want it was USB, so I could record interviews.
No, this is not to create. There's ways to do that, and you know there's ways to do that.
Well, other ways, yeah, to do anything. But I mean, I just that's why I would consider a Magic Jack, is because I could use it as inexpensive phone calling, and as well use it for another purpose, which is I do a lot of phoners. So
that's right. But obviously, Skype is your only option right now.
Yeah, and Skype is great. I mean, I don't complain about Skype. And even calling real lines has been great with Skype.
For sure. Yeah, it sounds very good.
Skype's better than ever now.
It sure is.
Is there a Skype option for you to just skip Magic Jack altogether?
Well, it's the whole thing about getting a number. You can't get a Canadian number on Skype.
And all right,
obviously you can't, you know, port your number over since it is a Canadian number. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure what the limitations are, but Skype is not allowing you to use a Canadian number.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week's quote or quip, which is really a quote, I guess.
This is a quote here.
This comes from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Not to be confused with any other Mother Teresa.
She is the
Mother Teresa. Who wouldn't know where Mother Teresa's from?
Well, I think the of Calcutta is once you become a saint, even though I don't think she's full sainthood, but once you go through, start going through that process, because there probably is at least a dozen Saint Teresa's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you start saying where they're from. Saint Anthony of Padua or Saint Francis of Assisi.
Saint Anthony and Francis, those are guys.
Yes.
I always tend to think of a saint as a male.
Hmm. No, there's women saints for sure. Mm-hmm. Saint Anne is one of them. I went to that high school. Yeah.
And Mother Teresa says, the biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted.
She would know a lot about that.
I don't know if I'd say that's a disease, but I guess when you look at it in the context of something that spreads, that's not good or, you know.
Right. In that context, that is exactly what it is a type of disease. And she saw a lot of unwanted, or people who had felt like they were unwanted. And what about you, St. Jeff?
St. Jeff. St. J.D.
Do you know any St. Jeffs?
I don't.
St. Jeffrey?
Is there a St. Jeffrey?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I know there's a Jeffrey and Michaels and, you know, that are angels. Is there a Jeffrey? I think there is, isn't there?
Probably.
I don't know. There's definitely a Michael. St. Michael?
Oh, absolutely. There's tons of St. Michaels.
You got one right here.
I ain't St. Lippo. What's the Greg Allman tune?
Oh, I don't know.
I ain't no angel. That's different than a saint.
Brand New Angel. That's
Government
Haynes,
Hill.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff, for sure.
I like that song a lot, actually.
It's rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that hard-driving southern feel to it.
Cool band.
Well,
of course. They do cool covers, too. That's kind of neat, I think.
Yeah. I think they realize their scope as far as how well they are known, and I think they know the type of music that the people who actually listen to would like. They're definitely huge on Beatles. Mm-hmm. I think the first half dozen shows that I saw them, they did at least one Beatles cover.
And that's funny, because I don't think I've actually, I mean, on their records or anything, they don't do any Beatles songs.
They have done their own version of He Said, She Said.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
That's the only one that I know of. And he actually recorded a cover of the BTO song Let It Ride on Big Sugar album, Unheated.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the few
cool
covers
song,
that
too.
Big Sugar.
You know what's a cool song by BTO, which is a Canadian band, by the way? I want to say, what is it? Caller?
Blue Caller?
Don't Get Yourself in Trouble. It might be on that record or something, but it's called Don't Get Yourself in Trouble. Heavy.
Really?
And very cool. Yeah, you got to check that out if you haven't heard that. Don't get yourself in trouble. Heavy. Yeah, it's cool. Anyway.
Randy Bachman was a
heavy
guitar
player.
With
that, I guess you should check out some cool BTO.
I agree, 100%. And even check out Mr. Bachman's earlier stuff with the Guess Who.
Yeah, for sure. Guess Who. Yeah, don't get me started.
Seen
the Guess Who at Windsor Arena years ago.
At the barn?
Yep, the barn.
I seen them at the new Winds Arena. That was the last time I saw those guys together.
And this was just after Cummings left. So it was another guy, but he really seemed like he sounded like him and all that stuff, you know?
You have to get that sound, that's for sure.
It was pretty cool. I wish I would have seen Burton Cummings with him, or even here for that matter. Burton Cummings is pretty cool. He's very unique voice and really good songwriter. He's done a lot of cool stuff.
Go on YouTube and check out the interview he did with the Canadian interview guy. I'll never think of his name, but he just recently passed away.
Maher? No. Who's Canadian?
I'm not sure. It was a guy I had never heard of.
Not George Stripomopoulos.
No. This is I'm going to say 1980. 2, 3, 4 around that area. And this guy interviewed supposedly a whole bunch of people, but we're not obviously privy to a lot of the Canadian stuff that came out on television because we live so close to the border.
Because we live so close to CBC.
Well, there's the CBC, but it wasn't on CBC, I'm almost positive.
Right.
So if you can check that out, it's on YouTube for sure.
Well, we'll leave you with lots of cool stuff to check out until we're back next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.